Hello, friends. Welcome to Think Jesus Cafe. This is your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Well, today I wanted to point you to a little book that I think you might find very helpful. The author of the book is A.W. Tozer, and it was first published in 1966. The title of the book is Man, the Dwelling Place of God, and it's a collection of articles Tozer wrote over a period of years. It has 39 devotional chapters, and each one of those chapters is filled with invigorating and biblical spiritual teaching. You can find the book on Amazon for about $5 paperback, or you can get it on Kindle for about a dollar. The teachings of A.W. Tozer are always great, and as some of you know, Tozer is probably my favorite author, favorite preacher. As you may know, Tozer is a well-known Christian preacher who was born in 1897 and died in 1963. Chapter 29 of that little book is titled, How to Try the Spirits. And one of the verses that Tozer has in mind comes from 1 John. In fact, it's a verse we've taken a look at over the last couple of editions of the Daily 10. Specifically, Tozer has in mind 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. What I'd like to do today is to review some of what Tozer says about testing the spirits, or in Tozer's words, trying the spirits. So as we start, I'll read 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, and then I'll review chapter 29 in Tozer's little book, and we'll think about some of what Tozer teaches on this important subject. Okay, 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Now, Tozer is writing over 50 years ago, but we might think that he was writing just this past week. I'll read a quotation from the opening paragraph. These are the times that try men's souls. The Spirit has spoken expressly that in the latter times some should depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Those days are upon us, and we cannot escape them. We must triumph in the midst of them, for such is the will of God concerning us. How encouraging! Tozer is writing so that we, his readers, would triumph in times of spiritual apostasy, blatant lies, and in times of rampant hypocrisy. And of course, it seems like those times are upon us here at the end of the second decade of the 21st century. Tozer begins by kindly cautioning us that not all errors in theological thinking are a direct work of Satan. Human beings do not have perfectly functioning minds because of sin. Therefore, we're capable of erroneous thinking. Error can be stumbled into by well-meaning folks who are sincerely trying to understand and live out biblical truth. But that's different than willfully propagating that which is in direct opposition to the plain teaching of Scripture. We can be encouraged that minds that are honest and strenuous in their pursuit of biblical truth will discover an abundance of God's truth for godly living, godly wisdom, and godly growth in righteousness. However, there are many deceivers circulating in the world, and these deceivers ignore correction and continue their outright denials of Jesus Christ. These deceivers have unholy spirits working in the background who are the instigators of all kinds of false and twisted spiritual teaching. These unholy spirits, through the agency of an unconverted human soul, work tirelessly to draw people away from God and into erroneous thinking about God. The false teachers are smooth and tricky, so we have to be discerning and wise before we let their teachings occupy space in our minds and shape our lives. So Tozer lays out 7 tests to help us be more discerning in what teachings are actually from God and what teachings are not from God. These 7 tests are tools Tozer himself used in his own spiritual journey as a Christian. In introducing these tests, Tozer says, quote, "Briefly stated, the test is this. This new doctrine, this new religious habit, this new view of truth, this new spiritual experience, how has it affected my attitude toward and my relation to God, Christ, the Holy Scriptures, self, other Christians, the world, and sin?" Okay, the first test is the most vital. How does this new teaching affect my relation to God, my attitude towards God, and my concept of God? Does the teaching lead me to love and adore God more? Does it enlarge the greatness and wonder of God in my own eyes? If so, then the teaching is likely true and right in the sight of God. The second test is this. How has this new experience affected my attitude toward the Lord Jesus Christ? Truth from God will exalt Jesus Christ. It will raise up the wisdom, righteousness, and power of Jesus Christ as Lord. Many so-called spiritual experiences leave Jesus completely out of the picture. You take him or you leave him. It doesn't much matter. But true teaching from God will place Jesus at the center, being indispensable for God-exalting living. The third test for the authenticity of a religious experience or religious doctrine concerns the Scriptures. How does it affect my attitude toward the Holy Scriptures, the Bible? Tozer asks, did this new experience, this new view of truth, spring out of the Word of God itself, or was it a result of some stimulus that lay outside the Bible? Was it based on some unverifiable subjective experience, or did it rise up out of the objective truth of the Bible? The fourth test deals with the quality of the religious experience on our own self-life. How does it affect my own self? Tozer writes that the Holy Spirit and the fallen human self are diametrically opposed to each other. And then he quotes Galatians 5:17, where the Apostle Paul says this, "For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do." Tozer says that a good rule to go by is this. If this experience has served to humble me and make me little and vile in my own eyes, then it's of God. But if it's given me a feeling of self-satisfaction, it's false and should be dismissed as emanating from self or the devil. Nothing that comes from God will minister to my pride or promote my own self-congratulation. The fifth test is with regard to, quote, "our relation to and our attitude toward our fellow Christians," end quote. According to Tozer, whatever tends to separate us in person or in heart from our fellow Christians is not of God, but is of the flesh and of the devil. But whatever causes us to love the children of God, to love our brothers and sisters in Christ, well, that teaching is likely to be of God. John 13:35 is one of the many verses Tozer referred to under this test. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The sixth test of the true source of a religious teaching or a religious experience is this. How does it affect my relation to and my attitude toward the world? Tozer uses the word world to refer to, quote, "carnal pleasures, the pursuit of earthly riches and reputation and sinful happiness," end quote. That, for Tozer, is the world, and worldliness revels in and celebrates all these things. The Apostle John dealt with this issue, as we've seen already in our study of 1 John. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, the Apostle wrote this, "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. Now, this is a very helpful test for Tozer to point out to us. Does the appealing spiritual teaching cause me to love the world more? Does it cause me to lust after the things of the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life? If so, that teaching is not from God. The seventh and final test of the genuineness of doctrinal teaching and religious experience is this. What does it do to my attitude towards sin? Does the new doctrine or the appealing religious experience remind me of the ugliness of my own sin? Or does it make little of sin? Sin is of grave concern to God and is plainly dealt with throughout the pages of Scripture. Any minimization of sin will not be from God. Tozer cites Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Godly teaching will urge us to turn away from lives that are not self-controlled, not upright, and not godly. Teachings that tolerate and permit living that is contrary to biblical righteousness? Well, those teachings are not emanating from the Holy Spirit. Okay, 7 points to consider for testing the spirits. First, our relationship and attitude towards God. Second, our relationship and attitudes towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Third, our attitudes towards the Bible. Fourth, our attitudes towards ourselves, humility or pride. Fifth, our relations and attitudes towards our fellow Christians. Sixth, our relation and attitudes towards the world. And seventh, our relationship with and attitude towards sin. Thank you for joining us in Think Jesus Cafe. This has been your Daily 10, and this is your host, Mark Day. Just a reminder that if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, you are welcome to be with us this Sunday for worship at Gate Tree Church in Danville. Service time and location info can be found at gatetreechurch.org. Join us again next time as we think about Jesus, a biblical worldview, and real life.